The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
1206, News Talk 97.3 Cairo FM. Welcome. Welcome to The Big Show. It's the start of a new week, the dawn of a new era. Welcome to this Monday afternoon edition of The Dory Monson Show. I'm very disturbed by the reaction that I'm seeing and hearing about the COVID-19. We're going to have more of a statewide shutdown now. And I understand that cases have gone up, but now more than ever, it is absolutely essential that the state be operating with full transparency, that those of us who disseminate this information, that we not delve into the realm of the hysterical, because this is just not healthy, what I'm seeing and the way people are responding to this. Yeah, it's real. Yes, COVID-19 is a real thing that's affecting our lives. But it is starting to have such a mental toll, an emotional toll on people. I'm absolutely convinced that the emotional toll is far worse than the disease itself. What we're seeing with people who are going to be once again out of work, a couple of months ago, they thought they saw a light at the end of the tunnel, and now they find out that they're going to be out of work again. Business owners are crying themselves to sleep because they're seeing their dream once again vaporize. There are some realities in our society that very few people are willing to take on. Things that I'm going to get into here as we begin the show this afternoon, because now more than ever, we need transparency. We need truth. We need to tap the brakes a little bit on the hysteria, because people are going crazy over this pandemic. And like I said, let's not let the mental toll be even worse than the physical toll of COVID-19. So with that as mere prelude, let's get right into The Big Lead.
The Big Lead, top story.
So what they're telling us is we've seen another spike in COVID-19. And because of that, we are going to have some massive new restrictions in our state that will once again shut down so many businesses, will turn lives upside down, will have a devastating effect on our economy. Jay Inslee, in a Sunday morning press conference, announced that it's time to lock down again.
So the time has come to reinstate some of the restrictions on activities statewide to preserve our well-being and to save lives. Now, the choices we are announced today are not easy ones, I can tell you that. But I do believe they are the right choices given the threat that we face. I know it isn't easy. I share your frustration that we are back facing another wave. It would have been wonderful if we could have totally eliminated this. But we know from earlier this year this, and I think this should give us confidence. There are things we can do that work. We have done this once or twice before. So we know that if we continue to exercise diligence, that we can continue to knock this down.
Okay, so he says we have hope because it's worked before. Really? Because we were told last spring that if we were diligent, that if we wore masks, that if we socially distanced, that we could flatten the curve, we could avoid the run on the hospitals. I'm still not convinced we're going to see the hospitals overwhelmed. I've heard that before. And at some point, when they cry, the sky is falling, the sky is falling, so many times, and we spend millions of dollars building a hospital, having the United States Army come in and build a hospital, at the CenturyLink Field Event Center, where there was not one patient. They built that tent facility on the soccer fields in Shoreline that were at only a fraction of capacity, and we find out that the taxpayers were buying booze and marijuana for the people who were there because it was just a way to exercise their homelessness goals, and it had nothing to do with public safety and public health. But here's the other things that nobody's willing to address, seemingly. So I will. They tell us that if our families get together for Thanksgiving and Christmas, that we are part of the problem. And yet we have tribal casinos that have thousands and thousands of people every single night. And I know that they're sovereign. I know that they don't have to abide by the law. But if Jay Inslee is shaming families because they want to have a Thanksgiving get-together with adult children who don't live under the roof, and he's telling us we can't do that, why won't he even say anything about things like tribal casinos? Because he says, well, they're sovereign nations, and they don't have to abide by our laws. I understand that. But I'm a sovereign individual. And if I want to have my family together, and if they want to be together, we're going to do that. Now, I don't know if we are. I'll get to that later. Because, you know, I had lots of conversations with my wife and our kids about Thanksgiving. And like I said, I'll get to that. But where's Jay Inslee talking about, you know, things like tribal casinos? Why can't he push, if he has to push the rest of us to shut down Thanksgiving and Christmas, why can't he just say, maybe this isn't a good idea? You know, there's largely a respiratory illness, and you have these huge gatherings of thousands of people who are sitting smoking. You can put up all the plexiglass you want, but if you got a bunch of people smoking in a small or an enclosed area, I should say, I can't imagine that that's a very healthy thing. But there are certain things that will not be discussed. It's like when we had nightly rioting. And Jay Inslee was telling us we can't go to church because those gatherings would be super spreader events. But we can have hundreds, sometimes thousands of rioters smashing up our city. And there was no condemnation of that. So why is that? My fear is that, and this is what I've said from the very beginning, this isn't about public health. This is a bizarre exercise in politics that they refuse to say anything about rioters who get together, many of them unmasked, marching in the streets, super spreading. They refuse to say anything about tribal casinos. Not that they can legally do anything about it, but they could certainly try to discourage them from being open when the rest of our state is shut down. But they won't. And if this is a public health emergency, you would think that everything that is said, every action that is taken, would be toward the end goal of reducing the possibility of spreading this thing. But there are things that, for political reasons, they will not take on. Now, there was a time in America when taking on Thanksgiving and Christmas and American families and us being together as a nuclear family, that would be as untouchable as certainly a riot or a tribal casino. But as we've discussed for a long, long time, this is what I fear. That, you know, my problem with Black Lives Matter as an organization is they said that destroying the traditional Western nuclear family was one of the goals of the organization. Now, about a month or so, they removed that because of all the backlash. But that remains a fundamental element of what we've been seeing with all of the rioting and the marching and the protesting is organizations, whether it be Antifa or BLM or whatever, where destroying the nuclear family is a goal. And we seem to have a lot of politicians who have bought into this. As I said, there was a time where family and holidays would be untouchable. But now they're telling us we can't do it. Now it's rioting and gambling that's untouchable. Does anybody think we're moving in the right direction as a society when we've decided what to prioritize? When we've decided what is allowable and what is to be condemned? And now it's Christmas and family that is to be condemned if people dare to get together. The governor talked about the restrictions on the gatherings.
Indoor social gatherings with people from outside your home are prohibited unless they quarantine for 14 days prior to the social gathering or quarantine for the 7 days prior to the gathering and receive a negative COVID-19 test result no more than 48 hours prior to the gathering.
But you want to go play some craps? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and do that. You want to scream that all cops are the B word? You want to spray paint vile graffiti on buildings downtown? You want to go smash windows? Eh, you don't have to go get tested for that. You don't have to quarantine for 7 or 14 days because that's your First Amendment right to do those things. I'm serious. How screwed up have we gotten as a society? How lost are we? And that's truly what I think is happening here, is that we are absolutely, collectively lost. I do not believe that I am lost. And so I trust myself much more to make decisions for myself, for my family, than I trust Jay Inslee or politicians who have decided to have a bizarre set of priorities. And then you have the economy. Restaurants are once again going to be shut down for in-person dining.
Outdoor gatherings are limited to no more than five people. Restaurants and bars are closed for indoor service. Outdoor dining with capacity restrictions and to-go or takeout services are still allowed under this rule.
Okay, but there are some exemptions, depending on where the restaurants are placed. So the governor was asked, why do restaurants have to suffer? Because do we have any data from the data daddy on why restaurants are being singled out? I mean, we can go to the grocery store. We can go to Costco. We can go to the casino. Why do we have to destroy the restaurant industry? This is really interesting, this Q&A with the governor. He gets upset at that.
The industry says it's responsible for fewer than 0.5% of COVID cases. And they don't believe that they're contributing to this problem and that they're disproportionately affected by this. And I'm sure many of those restaurant owners would have preferred to stay at Four Tops if it meant they could stay open through the holidays. Why such draconian action? Why not ease back and adjust back and give them a chance to stay open?
Because we know a couple things. Number one, taking action as we did. We have done this before and it had an impact. It dramatically reduced the transmission. We know this works. One of the reasons we're doing this is because we know it can work. Don't tell me that this doesn't work and that there's not transmission in restaurants. These things we did jointly worked. And the proof was in the pudding. When we did them, when we reduced the incidence of people being close together in multiple environments, all of which in sum total gave us this massive infection rate, everything where you're talking close to a person, you're not wearing a mask for a prolonged period of time inside, is a contributing factor to this transmission. Now, no one knows the exact percentages of this because we don't have a computer chip in everyone and be able to track every source of outbreak.
Let's get that. Let's get a computer chip in everyone so government can track us. So that's my message for today, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this. You can text me at 98973. But I do believe that as a society, we are more lost now than we ever have been. And it scares me for the future of our country. It scares me how many people have chosen to be sheep and to just go along with the hysteria, to not actually seek out the data. Tell us what percentage of the people who are dying are age 80 plus. Maybe you wouldn't have so many 20 and 30 somethings who are in emotional turmoil thinking that they're going to die if they get this, because they're almost certainly not going to die. Why don't you tell us the percentage of people who have either, 80 plus, because they don't even track 80 plus, they track 70 plus, and that number's high, but 70 to 79 is relatively low compared to 80 plus. Why don't they get us those facts? Why do we still allow the rioting on a nightly basis? Why does the governor say anything about the gatherings where people are smoking and gambling that he can't legislate against, but he could certainly offer an opinion? Why is it that family and holidays and the tradition that is the backbone of our country, of who and what we are, the things that keep us sane, are the things that we're told are prohibited? I'd love to get your thoughts on all of this. You can text me at 98973. I'm going to share a lot of your comments throughout the afternoon, but I believe that we are as lost as we've ever been societally, and this is an example of how and why that is. Text me at 98973. That is your big lead for today.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
I'm going to talk with a member of the business community who is getting devastated by this. One of my favorite restaurateurs, Mauro Goldmarve of Assaggio, the great Italian restaurant downtown. He's a good friend of the show, and he's scared right now. And he'll share his story with all of us next, right after we check the news here on the Dory Monson Show. With the governor's announcement yesterday that we are entering another massive lockdown in our state, we've talked about how this affects you and me and our families and our Thanksgiving and our Christmas get-togethers. Also, it has a devastating effect on our business community. And you may remember my friend, Mauro Goldmarve, who owns Assaggio restaurant in downtown Seattle. We talked with Mauro when it was violence downtown that was ruining the industry earlier this year. But now it's the shutdown, and Mauro joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Mauro, it's always good to talk with you, sir.
It's always a pleasure, and thank you for allowing me to express the feeling of for all my other restaurateurs and everybody in the industry, after service and chefs and everybody. Thank you for giving me the opportunity, man.
Well, it's so interesting because it was less than a year ago when there was that shooting in downtown Seattle and nobody wanted to come downtown, and you were very upset about the violence. Mauro, that seems like a million years ago because that was before the coronavirus and everything else. And when I think about all of the things that you business owners have had to deal with in the last year, it's just staggering to even contemplate.
Yes, I can't even believe this is the same city and the last year or 2 years ago, before all this violence and everything, we had the most amazing city in the country. Seattle was the best place. You have ocean, you have the mountain, you have the best seafood, you have the best wine from Washington State. You got all of them suddenly all shattered and it's gone. You're right. It feels like a million years ago.
Yeah.
And now Corona And it just, I mean, I can't believe we closed 7 months. I was shut down 7 months. And after 7 months, she's reopening for a little bit, you know, Wednesday through Saturday for four hours during the day to do the takeout and everything. And here we got to close down again for God knows. They said 1 month for now until December 14, I believe. I don't know what's going to happen to us. I mean, I swear to you, Dory, I was just crying last night and thinking, how am I crew going to handle it again? From 35 employees, I brought 8 of them back. At least we were having a little bit of dipping part-time between them. The way they go, you work today, I work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Instead of them making $1,000, I make 50, you make 50 every other day, you're okay.
Well,
it's been a devastating.
It has been, and it's uncertainty is one of the most troubling human emotions. I mean, if you know for certain what the plan is and what the timetable is, we as human beings can deal with that. But the fear of the unknown and having no idea if this is going to last, as you said, a month, or is it going to last another year, that's what drives people, you know, in a literal sense. It just gives you emotional turmoil. And, I mean, it's ruining the mental health of an awful lot of people.
Yes. I mean, mentally, people can have a harder time. I mean, this time around is going to be worse than the first shutdown. It's the second one. You think we should be ready for the second shutdown. We're not. And we're just having the hardest time this time. Me, as a restaurant owner, having a really hard time to go through. I mean, your business in downtown, it already been done. Downtown is already gone. Every day we close probably take us back, without exaggeration, in a month or 2 months, maybe a year to downtown coming back.
Yeah.
When they said don't put all your eggs in one basket, and I did. I live next to my restaurant. I walk there. And everything for me is shattered.
When you say it's shattered, is this something, I mean, how long has Asagio been in business now, Mara?
Since November 5th, 28 years, Dory.
28 years. As you hope recall, after the violence in downtown Seattle last holiday season, my wife and I, we got tickets at the Paramount for a show, and we brought all of our daughters in to, and my producer Nicole was with us, and we had dinner with you, and I was so hopeful at the time that the worst was behind us, that was the violence, that was the shootings. We didn't even know about coronavirus at the time. And just the idea that something even more devastating came along after that, it breaks my heart for somebody like you, Mara.
Thank you. It's been a very troublesome a lot, because same time, I am paying my tax. I am paying, you know, my everything I need to pay to survive, you know. The PPP loan first time helped a little bit, Dory. I'm not sure how we're going to do this time around. I don't know if we have a good people to be helping us to go through this second wave, because unfortunately is a winter time, Dory. It's going to be very harder for lots of us.
Sure.
I mean, as you know, your expenses are going to go higher, your electricity bill, and, you know, your food consumption, everything. It's going to be a harder time around. It's going to be very hard. I am a little bit above and beyond boringness here. Now, I lost sleep last night over after watching 11 o'clock in the morning, finding out what governor going to say, what we're going to do, how we're going to do. It's a hard story. I'm shaking right now. I'm talking to you. It's a very, very scary moment. Very scary time for all of us.
Yeah, I understand. And so what does the future hold? I mean, I know you've talked to me many times about how deeply you care about your employees. You want to take care of these people. You want them to still have jobs. Where do you go from here, Mara?
From here on, Dory, I swear to you, I cannot even see 1 minute in front of me. I am so scared this time around. I don't even know what's going to happen to our state, to our city, to our people. I mean, you know, you live in downtown, you see all the homelessness and everything. And it really it bothers you when you see these people, so many people. One of the reasons I opened, Dory, I swear to God, I do not make any penny since I opened. Since I reopened, I've been losing money also. And it's okay. The reason it's okay, at least I can say, hopefully, I could get tax write-off next year.
Yeah.
But the biggest worry is right now, if I'm going to do the takeout, how I'm going to bring the produce to my restaurant, how I'm going to deal with the fish company, how I'm going to deal with the to-go company, because you are, all these delivery apps, they are charging arm and legs. And you don't know how you're going to survive with these things. You have to pay a higher price for the product. And the, for example, produce company, they have a minimum. You cannot go, well, I am going to buy $100 produce to make me through 2 days. It's all minimum. The wine company is a minimum. The linen company is a minimum. They cannot, and they charge you for your fuel surge. Is a lot going on, Dory?
Well, and you cannot
not even see 1 minute.
You cannot just pass those prices on to your customers because
you can't.
There's a limit on what people are willing to pay for even a wonderful meal like you always deliver to people. But there's a limit.
You get an Italian restaurant. I cannot charge a steakhouse the price. It still is a pasta and a sauce.
Yeah.
How can you charge people more than it's supposed to? How can I sleep with myself if I overcharge? But at the same time, I have to pay my employees and everything. But I got to tell you something positive. I had a customer coming in, and he ate $200 at dinner, and I paid $5,000 tips. And they go, Mauro, just because of your crew, they've been so good to us every time we come in. And we want to make sure everybody share this money. At least they can buy one meal between all of these people or pay half of their rent or pay their phone bill, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's still, you find the goodness in the people, Dory.
There are goodness, the people filled with goodness out there. I know. And more than ever, I talk about this all the time. Everyone's just turning to Amazon, but we have to support local business and we have to support our neighbors who are out there working wherever we can. And I will continue to push for that as well, Mauro.
Please, Dory, we need help, especially with your fantastic, voice of the reason. We need you to spread this word, a positiveness for us a lot. Thank you, Dory. Allow me to be on your show and express my feeling for all my people in the restaurant business and everybody in the industry.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's stay in touch, Mauro. And everybody in our business community is in my prayers right now, and you will remain so. We'll hopefully we can come through this together somehow.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, Dory.
Same to you, Mauro. All my best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks again, Dory.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That's Mauro Golmarve, who is the owner of Assaggio Ristorante in downtown Seattle, my favorite Italian place. But there are lots of great restaurants. Support them as you can. Do the takeout from them. But we got to boost up our local economy wherever we can. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can text us at 98973. And we have lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show. As I said at the beginning of the show, now more than ever, we need to have some truth and facts and transparency. Specifically, when they talk about the death rate, they need to talk about it in a percentage. They talk about the infection rate in raw numbers, but not as a percentage of how many more people have gotten tested. That's not an honest way. And I don't suggest that there is intentional dishonesty, but there does seem to be this bizarre desire to destroy families and traditions and holidays and all of that. Let me play for you. Jake Tapper on CNN, he had Dr. Anthony Fauci on today. And Jake Tapper wanted to make the point that we just may not have Christmas this year, and why some people who have a big megaphone are pushing this whole concept of no Christmas when there are other things, as I said, that are untouchable for the media to ever comment on. So here's what Jake Tapper said to Anthony Fauci.
You can approach a degree of normality while still doing some fundamental public health things that synergize with the vaccine to get us back to normal.
So not until the second or third quarter of 2021, though. Christmas is probably not going to be possible.
Yeah,
What is that? Christmas is not going to be possible. What does that even mean? Why would people be pushing that? Christmas is the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. And Christmas can and should, if you are a believer, if you are a person of faith, just because Black Friday sales may be canceled doesn't mean you can't have Christmas in your heart and that you cannot celebrate a joyous season. Christmas is not going to be possible. I do not understand why this has become thematically from politicians and from people like Jake Tapper, the message. And then the pessimism as well. You know, now we have a second company today that says they have a vaccine. But Dr. Fauci says, well, even after the vaccine, we're going to need the masks and the social distancing and all of that.
I would recommend to people to not abandon all public health measures just because you've been vaccinated, because even though for the general population, it might be 90 to 95% effective, you don't necessarily know for you how effective it is.
I know people who have had coronavirus and now they're in no danger of catching it. They're no danger of transmitting it. But after the vaccine, they're telling us we still need the masks and the social distancing. What's the agenda with all of this? We'll explore it more as Story Montage Show rolls on.